The CEO of Arizona Public Service, Don Brandt, is retiring. The announcement comes as APS faces heightened scrutiny following reports of customer deaths, leaving the company's critics and regulators with thoughts about Brandt's departure. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services asked Corporation Commission Chairman Bob Burns what he thinks about Brandt and how he's run the company.
Well, I guess that probably wouldn't be a very good thing for me to be very honest about.
Commissioner Sandra Kennedy said she couldn't be happier, and she has not been alone in that sentiment. But what does this mean for the future of the state's largest electric company? Howie Fisher joins us now. Howie, good morning. I trust that you will be honest with us today.
I will try to be, and unlike Bob Burns, I don't need to be shy, I guess.
So Burns, as we know, has been sort of battling APS for years now, looking into mostly political campaign spending. But you talked to a few of the commissioners and a former commissioner as well, and it seemed like there was at least some measure of optimism that with Brandt gone, things might change at APS.
Well, I think whether it's optimism or hopefulness, I mean, anytime you get a change in administration, there's an opportunity to reset the agenda. Now, you know, to a certain extent, Mr. Guldner is Mr. Brandt's handpicked successor. Does that mean it's going to be more of the same or what? Then you get to the question of how much of the policies of APS and its parent company, Pinnacle West, are corporate built in versus those of the, you know, $12 million a year CEO. You know, certainly there's a lot of belief that a lot of what Pinnacle West and APS has been about has been Don Brandt. Now, does a change mean a chance to reset things? I mean, even if the APS wants to do things the same way, I think bringing in somebody new gives you a chance to say, I'm not Don Brandt, so whatever problems you had with Don Brandt, let's start over.
Howie, how does Brandt's announcement of his retirement affect his appearance before the Corporation Commission? He says he's still going to show up, but I wonder if it changes maybe how many questions he gets or the types of questions he gets from regulators.
Well, I mean, I was joking with Bob Burns that maybe he's going to give a two-word answer to some of their questions, the second word of which is you and the first is not thank. But I think on a more serious note, I don't know that it's going to change anything. I think he's certainly there to justify the policies that the commission has had. He's certainly there to talk about their shutoff policies that resulted in several deaths. He's certainly there to talk about relationships. But I think he's going to defer a little bit more to Mr. Guldner, who I'm sure will be at his side, and to others to say, look, this is what we're doing. We're a regulated utility. You know, we exist under the rules that the commission sets. You tell us what you need to do. We will tell you what we think is in the best interest of customers and shareholders. And I think he may, you know, push his chair back a little and let Mr. Guldner take more of a lead on this.
Howie, did you get a sense from any of the commissioners you spoke with that they have a relationship with the incoming head of APS and whether or not they think that they might be able to have a better relationship with him than what they had with Mr. Brandt?
Well, this again comes down to the hopefulness idea. I think Mr. Guldner is less well known. You know, certainly Don Brandt has been the face of the corporation. He's been the person out there. He's been the person that when protesters like Stacey Champion want to say something, you know, they make it very personal about him. To the extent that you can get out of the personalities and into the corporate policies, I think it certainly can make things better. I don't know that things can get much worse between the commission and APS. Or so, you know, I guess there's only one way to go.
All right. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, as always, thank you.
And I'll be sure to pay my utility bill.